marked around the country with 2 minutes silence at 11 o'clock. One of the most poignant ceremonies was held amidst the field of ceramic poppies at the Tower of London. Our correspondent Peter Hunt is there.
Martha, it's been called the most successful art installation that anyone can remember. 19,000 volunteers helped to create it. 5 million people are estimated to have come and viewed the ceramic poppies which flow out of a window and down into the moat below. There are 888,246. Before 11 o'clock, when the 2 minute silence was observed, the names of a tiny, tiny fraction of those who died were read out by the former head of the British Army, now Constable of the Tower of London, General Lord Dannett.
Lance Corporal F. Hobbs, Royal Sussex Regiment. Private W. D. Healy, Machine Gun Corps Infantry. Sergeant A. K. Hobbs, Suffolk Regiment.
What goes through your mind as you stand here?
Well, what they all sacrificed for us, you know. It's unbelievable, really, that they did all that.
I hope the next generation never have to go through what these lads went through. And they were only young, weren't they?
Private F. R. Alley, Australian Infantry. Corporal E. J. Alley, London Regiment, Royal Fusiliers.
I just feel that, you know, it's something that they went out there and give for us, and we should never forget that as we move on for years. As the years go on, you know, we've always got to look back. If that hadn't done what they'd done, then, you know, would we be here today? It's just a mark of tremendous respect.
Driver C. H. J. Masters, Royal Field Artillery. Private W. D. Greedy, Royal Scots.
My name is Harry Hayes and I laid the last poppy at the Tower of London, and my great-great-great-uncle was killed in the First World War. It was a great honour to see all of the poppies that people had laid down their lives so we could have a free life. It's amazing, all of these poppies. It's really humbling.
Major J. Whiteman, East Surrey Regiment. Gunner H. Tattersall, Royal Field Artillery.
When you hear about the numbers of casualties, and then it's just a number, but when you actually see it representing each casualty, it's phenomenal. It's such a waste. Such a waste.
J.W. Ruddle, West Yorkshire Regiment, Prince of Wales' Own. Rifleman J. Haveron, Royal Irish Rifles. Private A.P. Chance, Lancashire Fusiliers.
Lance names of the dead of World War One being read out by General Lord Dannett. He's obviously head of the army, is now Constable of the Tower of London. And he joins us now beside the moat filled with those ceramic poppies, each one of them representing a British fatality in the Great War. And that artwork has really caught the public imagination, hasn't it? How many visitors do you think have been there?
Well, we estimate that around 5 million people have come since the 5th of August and stood looking into the moat. And they've stood with great respect and silence, and I think have really connected. And I think the reason they've connected is this very specific number of 888,246. It's a large number, but each one of those in that number represent an individual life lost and a family shattered. And people understand that, and that's what's been so humbling. And, well, it's been a great privilege to be part of this quite memorable installation.
And there's been a lot of discussion, hasn't there, about the future of the artwork. What would you yourself like to see happen?
Well, what's going to happen is absolutely fine, that we'll gradually be removing the poppies over the next 2 weeks. We've got to do that for a whole bunch of practical reasons. But two of the most iconic images, the wave breaking over the causeway and the weeping window, the flow of poppies coming out of one of the windows of the tower, they're going on tour around the country, and then they will finish up and be permanently installed in the Imperial War Museum, partly in London and the Imperial War Museum in Manchester. I think that's a fitting continuation. But the other thing that's really important is that all these poppies are going to new homes, and people can continue the commemoration in the peace and quiet of their own homes across the country and across the world.
General Lord Dannett, thank you very much for joining us on Armistice Day. The European Court of